Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up? Welcome to My Real Talk Radio. This is your host, Jamel.
This your girl, Miss Liz, bringing you the dopest unsigned talent from east to west to down south and back up top.
And as always, bring you the latest and greatest gossip every single week. Who else but me? Derek Dwayne. And we are My Real Talk Radio. Of course, we're coming to you live on MRTRShow.com. Make sure you guys call in right now. Hit us up, 646-915-8100. Let's go.
Do that one dance, baby. That one dance. Yeah. Oh, you don't know how to do that? Baby, do it for your grandma. Come on, I'm old and I'm trying to learn it. Well, yeah, do it.
Oh, my God, oh, my God. Girl, ain't that zingin' zingin'? Yeah. Don't you love a lot of girlfriends? Girl, I don't care, girl. He's still girl, yeah.
Walked in this party and these girls looking at me. Skinny jeans on and you know my head nappy. Hey, 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 hey. Okay, okay. I want y'all to do this dance now. Juju on that beat. Juju on that beat. Hit them for no stop, ayy. Don't stop, ayy. Don't stop, ayy. Run a man on that beat. Ayy. Run a man on that beat. Ayy. Run a man on that beat. Ayy. Run a man on that beat.
Okay.
Now, do your dance, do your dance, do your dance, ayy. You ugly. You your daddy's son, ayy. Ayy. Do your dance, ayy. Go crazy, ayy. Get freaky, ayy. Let's go. Lego, 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 Lego. Hey, hey, hey.
Okay, yeah. We knuckin' and buckin' and ready to fight. I got my cousin, he with me, and got Lizzie on the right. And I'm a Detroit baby, and I don't know nothing else besides drinking and having parties and having some fun. I say, look in the mirror, what you expect me to do? I see a 300S and got the blacked out rim. I mean, I like your style, I'm on a whole nother level. If you compare me and you, there wouldn't be no comparison.
Juju on that beat, juju on that beat, juju on that, juju on that, juju on that beat. Now slide, drop, hit them for no stop, ayy. Don't stop, ayy, don't stop, ayy. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat, ayy. Run a man on that beat. Now do your dance, do your dance, do your dance, ayy. You ugly, you your daddy's son.
Stay connected with us. Hit us up on our website at MRTRShow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go. Now, I'm live in the building with a very, very special guest. I'm talking about Fresh the Clown from the Universal Soul Circus. Welcome to My Real Talk Radio, and how is everything?
What's up, man? Everything is good, man. Y'all speaking with Fresh the Clown right now. Everything is going good, man. We getting ready for a late night show at 7 o'clock in Philadelphia.
Okay, okay. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to Philly. Now, before I get into everything, I got to say, I was able to go to the Universal Soul Circus last year in Newark, and, I mean, the whole production as a whole is amazing, but my favorite part was the clowns. They really, really put on the show. You guys really, really interact with the fans, and of course you guys can dance your asses off. So I guess my first question to you guys is, where are you from and how did you guys even get to be a part of the Universal Soul Circus?
Okay, we from Detroit, Michigan. Me and my business partner, as you know, is Fresh T. We were dancing back in Detroit with just two clowns. We started off dancing, and we made it blow up to bigger than what it is by hiring kids that's smaller from the age of 12 to the age of 9. We ended up hiring them, and by us going so popular over the internet, we just had our city hashtag the Universal Circus. So they said they already been looking at us, but we made it even better by making them go crazy over Twitter, Facebook, Instagram by hashtagging them, and then that next morning, the corporate office calls us.
Wow. Okay. So, of course, you guys get that huge call. Shout out to the fans. Shout out to everybody who made your stuff go viral. That's the power of social media. So it definitely played a huge part into where you guys are right now. So once you guys get that call from corporate, what was that?
Can you repeat yourself again? It was breaking up. Repeat that again.
I said once you guys got that call from corporate, what was next for you guys? Did they put you guys through an audition? How did that whole process work?
The crazy thing about that, the audition was the same day. They told us that they needed a 5-minute video and shot with our phones, and they wanted to see how quick we could make a video. And I had to, it was like 9 a.m. in the morning, so, you know, I had to call all my clowns that was under the team at the time to tell them to make their way to my house. Everybody was getting up. I heard they were flying there. Everybody made it there, and we got it. We got it to happen. We put a 5-minute routine together. We emailed it to them. They watched it. We put it up on the internet. They watched it. Next thing you know, we got a call back, and they said they like what they see. They'll be giving us a call back. And they gave us a call back for the pre-show. For the pre-show, that was in 2014. They gave us a call. We did the pre-show. So they gave us a call back. We did the pre-show. That next year, we got a call from the corporate office, said they want us in the show, and we had to drop everything. Like, when I say drop everything, we live in Detroit, so we had to sell our houses, cars.
Wow.
They were trying to fly us out the next day, that next day.
Wow. And you know, and the crazy thing about it is the fact that you guys, because like I said, when somebody gives you that opportunity, especially the opportunity of a lifetime, and for you guys to be able to literally just drop whatever, you know, everything, like literally give up everything to go pursue your dreams, that's a really, really good look. So, of course, you finally make it into the Universal Soul Circus. How was it meeting everybody? How was it learning the way production works and that kind of thing?
Man, it was hard because, you know, we have kids also. We all have kids. It was hard. First of all, I had to leave my 2 daughters and start a whole new life on tour. Then we got to the circus. We were meeting people from all over the world, from Trinidad and Tobago to Africa, from China to Cuba, Columbus. So we meet in all this, but by us meeting everyone from different regions of the United States, you know, I learned more languages. The production part, like waking up early, we had to get used to that. We had to get used to waking up early, being at the show an hour early before show time. Like, we had to get used to the sleeping. It seems like as soon as we go to sleep, we have to wake back up on the show, because at the Universal Soul Circus, it's no breaks unless you have 1 day off, probably have 2 days off. But shows is ran constantly. You have 2 shows during the weekday, and on the weekend, you got 3 shows on Saturday and Sunday, back to back to back.
Wow. And that's a pretty hectic schedule. Did it take you guys a long time to adjust?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, of course, you mentioned that, you know, again, that Universal Circus is a huge production with people from all walks of life, everybody from different places, parts from around the world. You guys have a lot of chemistry, and I say that because you see it. You guys all work well together. So how was it just kind of meeting everybody and gelling and that kind of thing? Was it an adjustment at first, or did it kind of just click naturally?
Are you talking about as in the circus or as in Fresh the Clown?
Both.
Well, in Fresh the Clowns, basically we already danced together back at home in Detroit. We already danced together. We was danced together for like more than 15 years. Most of us in the group been around each other. So when I got to start hiring and, you know, employing everybody with a part of Fresh the Clowns, it was already people that I was dancing with. So it's best to, you know, I was basically looking out for the people that was around me, because most of the time, everybody that was around me, we was trying to make it out with our dancing. So when I put it together, like, we need to do something different. Everybody is dancing normal, you know, normally, and they, as they show. But ain't nobody dancing as clowns with swag and different type of wigs and doing all the Trinidad dancing and making these moves in the city. They got all the kids loving you right now. So it was like, once we started, we all bonded like glue. It was real easy. And after that, I ended up even making one of the guys that I hired my business partner, because we've been together for so long. Yeah, it's been fires. I had to hire, I had to rehire, I had to refire. But that's the process of building your own business.
Absolutely.
Right now, we are LLC now. We are LLC. We got a trainer for the whole United States. You know what I'm saying? It's a legit business.
Okay. Definitely want to say congratulations on that. Now, of course, Universal Soul Circus has definitely opened up some doors for you guys. And I would also say that you guys have added a lot to Universal Soul Circus, because I can't even imagine going to a show now and not seeing the clown. So
right.
It's a perfect blend. And you guys did a really, really good job. Now, I got to ask you, because, of course, you guys can dance your asses off. I mean, it's a craze. It's one of those things where, of course, when you go back and you look at the Michael Jacksons and the Janet Jacksons and the Chris Browns and the Ushers, and how they pretty much made their stamp when it came to dancing. But the way that you guys dance, and I'm talking about with this particular era, you don't really see too many people mimicking the Michaels or the Janets anymore. So how do you guys feel about being able to be part of a movement of something that you guys pretty much kind of been a part of starting?
It's actually a blessing. Like, I'm surprised, and you would never believe, we really are grown. Like, we are grown. Like, we in our 20s, late in the beginning of 30s, and we still can move the way Michael Jackson was moving when he was doing it. You know, we don't have no injuries. Like, we may have little soreness or something like that, but from us dancing so much and keeping energetic and going through our bodies, waking up every morning ready to do another show and another show, that's what's keeping our bones and stuff in good place, because right now I don't have any issues with my body. I think it's the exercise that we do, and we do a lot. We do a lot in the circus. It's fun. It's real fun, and we do a lot of dancing during the circus. So we got a lot of, also we do acts in the circus. We just don't dance.
Right.
We do a couple of acts through the circus also. So comparing us to Michael Jackson, that's actually a blessing, because Michael Jackson is a dancer. And when I think of Michael Jackson, I think of Chris Brown. I think of Usher, you know, the guys that's coming up behind him.
Right. Okay. Now, of course, we know the hottest dance craze right now is Juju on the Beat. I know there is a lot that you guys want to get off your chest regarding that. So I want to be able to let fans know the origin of the dance and how it became about and all the controversy that's surrounding it right now.
Okay. All right. So we was in Washington for the Universal Circus. Zay Hilfiger was part of Preston Clowns also. It's been plenty of times that they called and asked to be part of Fresh the Clowns, and I had to turn them down due to internet situations. You know, Fresh the Clowns is a kids-based thing, so your internet page and stuff has to be clean. So, we got him to clean his internet up. You know, he's only 15, so we got him to clean his internet page up, and I ended up hiring him in. But before I hired him in, I flew back home. I flew back home August, I believe, 1st. It was August 1st, and I called Zay, because me and my nephew that I hired, the Day Fresh, the other clown that's in the video with us, I ended up hiring Zay, but the other clown that was in the video with me, that's my nephew, I hired him. So I called Zay Hilfiger, and I told Zay Hilfiger, I said, we want to do a video to your song. Once we do it, it's going to go viral. And he was like, you think it's going to go viral? And I'm like, yeah, it's going to go viral. So he came over to my house. We was in the process of doing a video for Young Lyric, Jermaine Dupri artist. She wanted the whole team to dance to her song. And right after that, I told Zay to come over. Zay was there. He the one recorded the video of the two clowns, me and my nephew. And that same night, we posted the video. When we posted the video, it was going crazy that night. The next morning, all the top popular pages, posting it from Vine to YouTube to, like, it was going crazy. So they kept calling, bro, they posted it here, they posted it there. It was going crazy. Like, it didn't stop. We was amazed how much it was going, and that what blew us up even more when we was doing the Zay Hill Figure thing. So, you know, it came down to an issue. We ended up finding Zay Hill Figure the first to clown. Zay Hill Figure and Zay Fresh, because Zay was a clown also.
Right.
So when we did the hiring for Zay Fresh, we signed him as Zay Hill Figure also. His mom signed the contract again. As you know, he was a minor. But then the record label got to call it because everybody was enjoying this dance. And they never heard, they heard of, I don't think they heard of the song until we did the dance. And because a lot of people were coming to us telling us that they didn't hear, they didn't know about the song until we did the dance. So, it was supposed to have been a family thing. Like, basically, he's under Fresh the Clown. So, Fresh the Clown and Zay Hill Figure was going to get signed. So, we all sat down. We talked about it. Everybody was agreeing with it. So, it was, they went to, I believe it was L.A., and they ended up signing a contract with Atlantic Records. And, you know, we was his managers at the time. His mom signed a contract stating that we was his managers. And at the time when they went to Atlantic Records to sign the contract, we didn't know about it. It was basically like they just signed it and wanted to get it over with. So after that, you know what I'm saying, we knew it was going to be a big issue. We was hurt to the fact that it happened, but then we knew we was going to grow from it. So now that he signed and, you know, the song is going, he's saying that he created the dance. He created the song, yes, Zay Hill Figure, that's it. We're not taking credit for that, but the dance that everybody is doing from August 2nd all the way to now, Fresh the Clowns LLC had created that dance.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question before you continue the story. Now, since he was pretty much signed with you guys, Fresh the Clowns, and then behind your back, he's, you know, as far as you guys were managing him. So then behind your back, he goes and he signs with Atlantic Records. So are you guys, I mean, is there a suit in court? Like, what's up with that particular portion of the situation?
It was to the point our lawyers got involved. Our lawyers got involved, and the Atlantic Records ended up reaching out to us. Because the mom, I believe the mom told them that it was no contract under Fresh the Clowns, but they ended up finding out that it was a contract under Fresh the Clowns from our lawyer that was calling Atlantic Records. So the mom ended up calling, like, yeah, what's going on? Y'all supposed to be friends. Y'all supposed to be working this out together. You know, all that. But then after that, we was like, that's what we was trying to do at the beginning. We was trying to do that. So, you know, Atlantic Records kept calling. But at the same time, the record labels is reaching out to us now for our song, the FTC challenge. So now we think, like, we started giving up on it. We really didn't care. We know what we did. And we took it as we made a blessing for a young man that was in Detroit.
Right.
It was like a blessing. Like, we did the dance. He got signed. We blessed someone with it. We helped him blow his song up. We going to get blessed. And that's what's happening. We getting blessed 10 times better.
Okay. So, now, have you guys spoken to him ever since? Because, I mean, this movement is huge. Like, this Juju on the Beat movement is huge. Every time you turn around, you see somebody participating in the challenges and that kind of thing. So, I guess my question is, where is it at now?
Well, the crazy thing about this, when they see us, they think we are the creators of the Juju of the Beat. We're not. We tell them that we're the creator of the dance. All the kids, you made Juju of the Beat just from the video. They think we made the song, but we credit Zay Hill Figure to the max. No, Zay Hill Figure is the artist. We used to shout him out on our page. We used to tell him, but then now it's to the point we just say, we're the creators of the dance. But now we've seen interviews with Zay Hill Figure on radio stations, like live on radio stations, like, and I know they're going to ask us if it wasn't everybody, the dance is more what's making this song popular. So we know everybody's going to ask who created the dance. So, like, we've seen them on Live Kelly. Sierra was on there. They're like, so who made the song? And he was like, I made the song. But then they get to the point of saying, who created the dance? And he'll skip over it. But then we just seen a recent interview on his page he's talking to a radio spokesman, and they asked him who made the song. They told him how the song came about. And then they was like, so who made the dance? And he was like, I made the dance. And that was just recently. But, you know, I just looked at it. You know, I just looked at it and was like, I'm the type of guy that look at it like, it's a blessing. Like, because now, people is calling us back. Calling. Yeah, can we do this? Can we do this? Can we do that? And we just feel like the doors is open now because it's a blessing for us that we open the door for him. Now, like, say for instance, Jermaine Dupri could be calling like, man, y'all open the door for him. He passed out to Atlanta Records. I want to bring y'all along because it seems like anything y'all touch, it goes viral. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm right now, I just wanted to get off my chest to let everybody know that Press the Clowns created that dance, and we made that dance what it is today. That's the dance that everybody, you know, you saw the white girl, Hannah, she was doing the dance also. And she was she was going around saying she created the dance. No, her dance was, she did the dance September. We created the dance August 2nd.
Right. And you know the crazy thing is because, and I'm listening to your story, you know, at the situation of what you told me, and you can kind of see why fans would get kind of confused with the situation because it's like, okay, it's his song, but it's your dance. You see what I'm saying? So I can kind of see why people are still kind of a little confused about the origins of the actual dance. But for the record, it's his song, but you guys created the dance.
Yeah, and we both were big. You know, we both was like, at the time, it was like we both was just blowing up. Like, you know, the popularity level of Fresh the Clown and Zay Hilfiger was going up at the same time. So, and
right.
We was together at the same time. Like, when Zay was Fresh the Clown, everybody was saying, oh, that's Zay Hilfiger's song. But then people was on their comment like, y'all don't know Zay Hilfiger is with them. You know what I'm saying? He was putting up posts. He even said it like, if it wasn't for Fresh the Clowns, my song wouldn't be anywhere. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't put that. We're not the type of person that go out there and say, well, he said this, he said that. You know what I'm saying? We just look at it like it's a blessing. It's a blessing to him, and it's a blessing for us. And I'm proud that he's gone on and doing better things in his life. You know what I'm saying? Because all of us was in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? All of us in Detroit. And you know, Detroit, it's hard times there. It's a lot of violence there. And just to get out of Detroit, that's a blessing.
Right. And, you know, and so let me ask you, too, because you did say that Atlantic Records did reach out to you. They did find out that he did sign the contract. So did Atlantic Records compensate you guys, or how did that whole situation happen?
They was going to talk about buying out the contract. They was going to compensate, you know, they was going to give us such amount of money, this and this and that, but they wanted to see our contract first. They weren't going to send over their paperwork. My lawyer was asking them, like, can you send over your paperwork? And they was telling us to send over their paperwork, but we got the legit paperwork, so we want to send it over to y'all until we seen the paperwork that y'all got for him.
Right.
So at the time, so right now, we can still go proceed and try to do what we want to because we have paperwork on file with our lawyer. Our lawyer called and told us, like, yeah, if y'all want to proceed into this, y'all could. But as I told you again, big blessings is coming to us. Now we got record labels calling us.
Right.
We got record labels calling for the FTC challenge, the How Fast Can You Hit song. And, you know, and that's a blessing. And now we even got Nick Cannon calling us. You know, Nick Cannon called everybody.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the good thing about it is even if you guys were a warrant, I'm glad that you did not make that statement here.
Right.
Because it locks you in a box. So, okay, but definitely good luck with that situation. Hopefully, you know, at the end of the day.
But the crazy is, yeah, we got bookings with him coming up. We got some bookings with him coming up in New York. And everything, you know, because our management had to tell us, and the people that's booking us was like, yeah, are y'all still with Zay Hilfiger? We had to let them know, like, Zay Hilfiger, and Fresh the Clowns, you know, and we haven't spoken with them. We're not beefing with them. It's none of that.
Right.
In there. It's just we got bookings coming up in the near future, that we're going to be doing together. And we're just going to go there and perform and make the fans happy.
And you know what's crazy about the whole thing? I mean, just with the song, the dance that you guys created, from a visual standpoint, it would be such a huge movement to see you guys be able to perform together.
And
on
that's what everybody been saying. Everybody been saying that. That was our goal, basically, to be performing together, because it's a power. That's a power move. They opened
right.
their arms doing that routine, and he's performing it. It's a power move.
Hey man, because like I said, that would, to me, that would be huge. Because again, it's something that everybody really really is into, and everybody's participating in these challenges. So I want to get into that, the Juju Wanna Be Challenge. So, of course, you see everybody from across the world participating in this. How does that make you guys feel when people are really, really, you know, putting their best foot forward to do these challenges, along with celebrities as well?
You know how the heart feels when you get mad? I feel big. I be surprised. Like our inbox on Instagram, man. Like everybody be reaching out to us now. Like that's why I keep stating this blessing word. God said when you bless people, you get blessed. And it's crazy how it's like a replay. The same thing that happened with Zay with everybody reaching out to him, they reaching out to us now.
Wow. Okay. Definitely. Now, of course, I'm pretty sure this is not going to be the last challenge. Are you guys working on some other challenges, or do you have another challenge out right now?
Yep, that's the challenge that the record labels is hitting us up for, the FCC challenge. It's the First to Clown challenge. It's called How Fast. Okay. Only thing you have to do, y'all can find the challenge on Instagram. We're in the process of putting it on iTunes, Spotify, all that'll be, you know, in the near future. It's one of the hottest challenges out now. Like, it's on the same level as the Juju to be. Everybody doing it. And we reposting it on our Instagram. But all you got to do is hashtag FTC, and you will see it. We just put our verses on it. And the crazy thing about this challenge, we spoke with Casper, you know, the guy that made the cha-cha now, y'all.
Right, yeah.
His voice is on this. We use a snippet of his voice on the challenge. And, you know, we just put our flavor on top of it and made it as a challenge. And it's a real good challenge. It's called the FTC challenge.
FCC?
FTC, First to Crown.
First to Crown, FTC challenge. Okay. Definitely looking forward to that. Now, let me ask you a question, because were you guys rappers prior to, or did you guys kind of start, you know, stepping into the music lane more so once you guys started to kind of get yourselves out there?
Last year, we made a song called The Rock Dance. It was a brand new dance. It was last year when we was on tour. We made a song called The Rock Dance. It, you know, it touched bases, but it didn't go as far. And, you know, it wasn't really in the public eye. But then once we got into the public eye, we made our own song, and everybody loved it. Like, everybody was telling us we need to get on musical, we need to get on iTunes, we need to put this song everywhere. And right now we're in the process of that. We're not rappers. We clowns that we know anything we could touch is going to go very far. So if we make a kid-friendly song or a dance song, the kids will attach to it because they're in love with our characters. They're in love with Fresh the Clown.
Okay. And I got to talk about influences, because we recently had the Grow Twins on the show, and they listed you guys as one of their influences. How does that make you feel?
That makes us feel pretty good. That makes us feel real pretty good. Shout out to the Grow Twins for the shout out. We appreciate that. But when we see people, because the Grow Twins have been doing this, they've been doing it for a minute. And when we see them, and we want their inspirations, that's a big goal for us. That's all we're trying to do, is touch more kids' hearts. That's it. But, and the Grow Twins saying we are inspiration for them, that's a big blow to us.
Because even, and of course, I'm pretty sure you guys know who Ayo and Tayo is. They were on the show as well. And they even do the Juju on the Beat Challenge. And, of course, they kind of do it the traditional way. And then they did it reversed it a little bit, too. But, again, it just goes to show that the impact of these challenges are the biggest craze right now.
Yeah, they did our FTC challenge, too.
Okay. I didn't see that one, but I'll definitely take a look at that one as well.
They did the FTC challenge, too.
Okay. So what is next for Fresh the Clowns?
What is next for Fresh the Clowns? The release of our song, the FTC challenge, will be being released soon. That's the next move, and the adventure that we got coming up, we got some big adventures that we about to take place. I can't say it right now over the radio, but we got some big moves that's about to take place in the FTC family.
Okay. Definitely looking forward to that. Now, of course, I know that you guys are backstage, and you guys are getting ready to put on another spectacular show tonight. So,
y'all gotta do better than this, huh?
Oh, happy day.
Let me check my breath. Ooh, I just get this dance. Yeah. Oh, that's your friend? Ooh, well, tag him in. Yeah, tag your friend.
MRTRshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go.